A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. Yet, if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him, and he in us, that he has given us of his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen him testify that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in him. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in today's reading from the first letter of St. John, we hear the following remarkable statement. If we love one another, God's love is brought to perfection in us. Think about this. God's love, which is so perfect, is made perfect in us when we love one another. This is the Spirit of Jesus coming into our lives. Our problem, of course, is that so many of us are afraid to love. We're afraid to fall in love because of the fear of being rejected. We're afraid to reach out and make friends with somebody that we care about because of the fear of that friendship not being reciprocated. St. John tells us later in the same excerpt that one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Fear gets in the way of love, but sometimes it doesn't. It did not for St. John Neumann, whose feast day we celebrate today. John Neumann was born in 1811 in Bohemia. He knew early on that he had a vocation to the priesthood, but the bishop would not ordain him because there were already too many priests in Bohemia. Think of that in this modern day and age. Eventually, John wrote to various bishops in the United States, and he was accepted by the Bishop of New York. He came to Manhattan in 1836 and was ordained, and he served for many years as a traveling priest near Niagara Falls. He became a Redemptorist priest in 1842 and became a U.S. citizen in 1848. In 1852, he became Bishop of Philadelphia, and this is what we most know St. John Neumann for. He welcomed American Catholic immigrants to the United States. He was loved by them because being from Europe, he spoke 8 different languages and was able to talk to them and especially to receive their confessions. He was the first organizer of a Catholic diocesan school system in the United States. In his tenure as bishop, he built approximately 100 Catholic schools and approximately 100 churches. And he wrote a catechism that was widely used in U.S. Catholic schools at that time. He died on January 5th, 1860, and he became the first canonized American bishop in 1977. Today, the Redemptorists begin their Neumann year, a celebration of the 200th anniversary of the birth of St. John Neumann. John Neumann died on January 5th, 1860. Thus, this day is his day of birth to new life. John Neumann was a great man of courage. He left his family, left his friends, left his culture in Bohemia, and gave all of his life to the American Catholic Church. He took Jesus very seriously when Jesus says in today's gospel reading, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid."